What's up, Noodle Cups? Hey, it's me, Mr. CLC, and I'm back with part two of our K-pop overload. And this episode, we just had Tribe with their latest comeback, so we'll review that. Actually, I want to review Hobie's comeback as well. I want to review AT's, and then I'm going to finish it off with Stacy's album that they just came out with, and as well as Purple Kisses. So, first things first, in the world of K-pop, Twice is having their comeback. This is between 1 and 2. Should be coming out soon. Blackpink is finally having a debut. Oh, not a debut, so our comeback. After how long? Oh, man. Was it Born Pink? And it's, I think it's going to be the album, like Pink Venom. I think it's going to be the title track. Should be really exciting. They already came out with some teasers. Jisoo looks amazing as always. So I'm really looking forward to that. And then they're going to have a world tour starting here in Texas. I'm so excited. They have a Dallas and Houston. I'm probably going to do the Houston trip because that's a Saturday. The Dallas is going to be in on a Tuesday, which is intriguing. But, I mean, hey, you know, that's how they scheduled it, I guess. But, you know, that's on them. So extremely excited about that. Get Mouse, what else have we had? The Lee Seraphim. I know there was all those accusations about Kim Garam, their youngest. Well, I know it was been a couple months, and you know we were unsure of what was gonna happen because I mean they kept her on the team, and just like they halted her from doing any activities. Well, they have officially a couple weeks ago they officially announced that she is disbanding from the group. So now Lee Seraphim will continue on as 5 members. So it's going to be interesting to see how they go on and how their comebacks are affected by this. I hope they're not, but, you know, that's the thing about some of these netizens and everything. You know, they want to bury everyone. You know, and I hope that's not the case with these girls. You know, especially like Sakura and Chaewon, you know, because, I mean, they already dealt with enough with IZ*ONE. And for them to be able to debut again, you know, continue to live out their, you know, hopefully it's their dream of being an idol. You know, I hope this isn't marred their reputation and everything. So we shall see how their future goes on. You know, hopefully this is a good news for Lee Seraphim. I'm really hoping for that. I was watching, I've actually been watching, is it Extraordinary Attorney Woo on Netflix, K-drama. I am really in love with it. I just love the aesthetic of it that they're doing and the positioning that they put in people of, you know, certain, I'll say like disabilities, I guess, mental disabilities, you know, just the way that they're painting the picture, you know, and I think it's very beautiful, honestly. Just how they're showing strength in them, you know, that despite whatever adversities that they, you know, are going through, that, you know, these people can still have strength. You know, people with mental illness can have so much strength and so much power within them to accomplish great things, you know. And I absolutely love what they're doing with this show, so I highly recommend it if you're not already watching it. Extraordinary Attorney Woo. Man, you will not be disappointed, trust me. Anything food wise, we went to Dallas for Idol, like I said, amazing concert, you know, I got VIP, so I got to see a sound check. I fell more in love with Soyeon, you know, and, went, like I said, to our local place, Soju 101, and had the Gogi Quesadilla. Out of this world again. I promise you, like, if you are in Dallas, if you ever go to Dallas or even in Houston, because I know they have one, and you go to Soju 101, get the Bulgogi Quesadilla. Trust me on this. Trust me. you would not go wrong. So yeah, so hopefully that's what I'm gonna plan on doing if I go see Blackpink. You guarantee that I'm gonna be over there just rocking out and having some bulgogi. So that was very exciting news for me. That's about it personally, I guess. I know, kind of like I said, have already a lineup going. So we'll get started with that. So firstly, I do want to start with, like I said, Tribe, who just had their comeback earlier today. They just released it with Kiss. Is the name of the title track. Right now, they're performing at 6 because their 7-member Jinha is out for health reasons. So, you know, just hopefully she has a speedy recovery. But I'm going to give y'all my opinion on it. So here's my review of Tribe's Kiss. Might have to grow on me, to be honest. This track really left more to be desired. I'm not gonna lie, you know. This is straight, just a, what do you call it? Was a noise, right? Noise song, is that what it's called? Noise music, you know. Just kind of following that current trend of just like, you know, making it really heavily, you know, with synth sounds and just, you know, what kind of, I always want to say like about like EDM and the electronic style, you know, music and everything, not really having any substance to it. Damn, dude. You know, I mean, their prior comebacks were real, you know, real good and had, you know, I felt a little bit more to them from what we've seen of Tribe in the past, you know, like Rub-A-Dub and what was it? You know, like even from like their prior ones, yeah, like Rub-A-Dub had one, and then the Vinny Vidi Vici was the latest one. You know, I mean, it was, you know, you had some power into it, at least. But yeah, with Kiss, it I don't know. You know, it starts off a little bit weird, I guess. You know, then you just have that screeching, it sounds to me like screeching synth, and the, you know, that kind of takes the whole song, just pim 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 ta pim pim. I'm not gonna do the screeching part, but it's like that, like it just has that pim 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 ta pim 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 pim, you know, pim pim pim. It just, I repeat that, but it just, like how the synth sounds, like it's just it's not appealing to me, honestly. And then some of the chorus, not the chorus, I'll get to the chorus right now, but that first verse, you know, it doesn't feel like it's, you know, it doesn't feel like it's powerful enough to, like, get you into the song at first. The pre-choruses are, I think, wonderful, honestly. I feel like they're gonna draw you in, like, finally, like, okay, like, sorry, you know, we're not getting there yet, but with, you know, the pre-chorus, you know, we have a more vocal based, you know, has a little bit more power to its substance. And then it gets into the chorus and it's just, you know, blow a little kiss. And it just, like, it does that hissing for, like, the most part. Just blow a little kiss. You know, it just carries, like, it doesn't draw me at all. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I feel so bad because I know Tribe. But this was a huge step down for him, I believe. I'm gonna have to listen to the rest of the album to see, hopefully some of their B tracks can save my mentality of it. But for the most part, dude, I am not, like I said, maybe it might have to grow on me for after a couple of listens. This is only the second time I heard it, but we'll have to see, because honestly, I'm not convinced with this song. Like I said, this song is not appealing me in any way, you know. And even like in the bridge part, like, you know, it gets going good, you know, has power. You have, you know, Kelly and Sungsun, you know, just, you know, belting out some great vocals. You know, the instrumental background is not overbearing like it is, like I said, in the prior ones, you know, it actually has a little bit of a build up to it. And then the girls come around and they're doing this, you know, play school, playground song, you know, the K-I-S-S-I-N-G deal, you know, like making that into the track. It just, it sounds weird, in my opinion. It just sounds a bit weird, honestly. Like, but overall, yeah, like I said, this was a huge, I think this is a letdown for me, honestly. So, at the present moment, I'm gonna give it like a 3.5 out of 5, honestly. Yeah, dude, like, this is not a song that I thought they could bring out, you know, but we'll see, you know, hopefully this is just gonna step up to see what they come back with in the future, you know, like I said, I'll listen to the album too, just to see what else is on here, you know, hopefully there's something, a special one that I'm just missing out on, you know, that the title track just covers up. So I'm gonna move on to Hobie, or J-Hope, as a lot of people know him from BTS, who had his comeback with Arson, you know, and so I've been meaning to hear that as well, because a lot of people have been talking about it too. So I will be giving my review on J-Hope's Arson. So Arson. Oh my goodness. I'm actually kind of glad I put this one second. Damn, dude. I don't know if y'all heard this, but y'all need to hear it, trust me. And Hobie just, damn, he killed it, man, again. Like, I just love this, man. It's a very short song in a way. It's only like 2 minutes and 50 seconds or so. But Arson, man, is just, damn, it reminds me so bad of like the underground hip hop style, you know, and it has that major feel in it where he just gets to go off and just give his emotion and everything into this song, and just, you know, and then just like with the background is just, you know, like has like even the scratch disc, you know, like the old days where, you know, the DJs would, you know, scratch the records and everything. It feels like such an underground song, and it's just awesome, you know, just this vocalizing and just the energy that gets poured into it. Like, man, this is a very amazing song. I was really blown away by it. I actually listened to it twice. That's how good it was, you know. And just even the theatrics of it, where he's just walking across that bridge, and just, you know, everything about it. Like, oh man, this is definitely, you need to hear this song if you haven't heard it yet. I highly recommend Arson. I'm gonna give it a 6 out of 5. Like, this song just absolutely wrecked me. Like, I wasn't expecting this, you know, but you know, just, yeah, this is what you want to see out of some, you know, artists like this, just, you know, for them to be able to just go wild, you know. I know Sugar does it, you know, when he goes as August D, and like this is awesome to see with J-Hope, that he's able to just kind of switch over into that side as well, you know, and just get a little wild and everything. So kudos, man, way to go on that. So, man, this got me really excited. But I'm gonna move on now, and we're gonna get into ATEEZ, who had their comeback a recent too with Gorilla. So I'm gonna check that out and give you guys that review. So here is my take on ATEEZ, Gorilla. So once again, ATEEZ just brings the noise with us. With Gorilla. Man, I actually like the twist that they went with this one. This one was more like a rock pop style, you know. It had a lot of rock influence in the song, and like that was really standoutish to me. you know, where they try to keep it their, like, you know, their style, but they added just that little rock influence into it, and I thought it actually matched in pretty well, you know. So, this song, you know, you get Hoonjong to just, like, start rapping in the beginning, like, it just automatically brings it in, you know, and then just, you know, and then, of course, in the chorus where they all just, like, bring the heat, you know, and, like I said, just heavily electronic style bass, you know, and like I said, rock mixed in with a rock undertone, you know, just electric, heavy electric guitar in it, and just, you know, the bass and the drums in it, and it just, it blew me away. You know, just, oh man, amazing effort by the guys. You know, with the choreo looked amazing. The concept of the music video, you know, it looks like a kind of like a dystopian world, you know, futuristic almost, and just like great production of it. And it's just, yeah, man, just this is what you expect out of 80s, pretty much, you know. I don't know if I've stated it, I'm sure I have. You know, ATEEZ is one of my, if not actually my ultimate boy group, for the most part, you know. And it's just because, like, this is stuff that they can do so naturally. It feels like, you know, you got great vocalists, you know, you have wonderful rappers. Like I said, they're just the energy they bring with the choreography is, you know, top tier. You know, I wasn't able to go to their concert, but, like, the concert that they had, I just heard that just that energy and passion that they brought, you know, was unmatched anywhere, you know, and I wish I could have seen it, you know, and just to be able to experience something like that, you know. So, just, yeah, man, these guys killed it again. So I'm really excited to hear the rest of this album, because I haven't heard that yet, but I'm really excited to hear it, just to see what else is part of this, you know, this amazing, I mean, this is a title track. Hopefully we get, you know, get even more out of their B-sides, so I'm extremely looking forward to seeing this. But, you know, we'll have to see how it carries on, you know, hopefully they get some wins out of this and everything, garner some attention. The video right now only has 609,000 views. Like, come on, this should already be in the billions, in my honest opinion. You know, just, so we'll have to see how it plays out for them in the future. Hopefully, like I said, hopefully this garners more attraction, because I honestly think that they definitely brought it here. So, you know, for the 80s Gorilla, I'm gonna give it a 5 out of 5. Honestly, it was something else. Like I said, a kind of a new style, but still 80s brand. And, you know, that's what you expect out of, you know, these young gentlemen. It's just for them to bring to bring such fire into their performances and everything. So I'm just, yeah, you know, you definitely want to be checking this out too. So, you know, we'll have to get it. So now I am going to move on to Stacy, who's going to be our coup de grace almost. So they just came out with their newest album a couple weeks ago, We Need Love, and the title track from that was Beautiful Monster, which I will get into right now. But firstly, I'm gonna talk. This one only had 3 B-sides, pretty much. Actually, they had 2 songs, and then they had a remix of Run to You. The remix was, of course, amazing. I believe they did the same too in their prior track for Stereotype, if I'm not mistaken, or So Bad. They did a remix as well, and it was awe-inspiring. In my opinion, like, just the capability that they had to do on that, you know, and still make it sound almost like a Stacy, you know, song. to, you know, way to go on that. So firstly, so Beautiful Monster title track, I'll discuss that right now. One of the songs is I Like It. So this song is a very it's a very upbeat song, truthfully. You know, it's a feel good song, honestly. You know, just very poppish and everything, very fresh. I really like what the song, like, it contains steel drums. It sounds like steel drums in it. I don't know if there's maybe like synths or the actual, just like the instrument wise, but they kind of carry on throughout the song, you know. And it is, it's just, you know, still standoutish vocals from the girls. In the second verse, I actually believe Suman gives a rap, which is interesting because usually, you know, we get Jay as the rapper, you know. But yeah, like Suman gets a little chance to shine, show off her pipes. Even it sounds almost like Shion is also rapping a bit, which kind of surprised me because she, like, when she jumps in, you know, her verses are a little fast paced. And I kind of was thrown away. I was like, wait a second, man, is she also rapping too? But yeah, man, this is a very good song as well. You know, so, and then after that, we have Love. Love is catching me off guard, honestly. It's not Young Dove status, not yet, but it's up there. It's probably one of my top B-sides, I'm not gonna lie, you know. The song is I feel like it's like kind of an upbeat ballad in a way, you know. It's still vibrant, you know, like with the instrumentals and just the direction of the song, but it still has semi a valid feel, you know. It's a very soft opening to begin with, you know, and then kind of starts off with Jay having, you know, starting off with her rap, but still, like, it doesn't go heavy or anything like that. Just, you know, it still carries a theme of just being, you know, mindful and everything. There's a guitar in there, like, in the end, like, we're almost into the, I think, believe the pre-chorus and everything. It kind of switches paces, where it gets a little bit heavy going, you know, a little bit more guitar, kind of gets a little upbeat and everything. And then we finally get into the chorus, and there's no song, you know, there's no vocals to it. There's just the instrumental of it, you know, which I thought, I mean, they do have, they just like, was it da 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 da, you know, like they have like one little section, like it's like sounds like five notes, I believe. Da 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 da. If I'm not mistaken, I had to listen to it again, but like it does, like that's all there is to the chorus, you know. The rest of it is just instrumental, but it gives it like a different nostalgia, you know, like, okay, like that's, you don't have to necessarily have a, you know, a strong vocal, you know, anything spoken in a chorus, you know, to make it impactful, you know, like that by itself, what they just did was purely incredible, you know. Even like, and then like in the bridge right before the final verses and everything, like it tones down again, it gets, you know, kind of soft and everything, and then the song just ends up pretty much with the, you know, the vocals, not the vocals, the sound again, you know. And like it has weight to it, in my opinion, you know, that we're not really used to. But yeah, man, just this album was, you know, I mean, it was very minor, but still, like, these songs had a lot of weight to them. But now I'm gonna give my review on Stacey's Beautiful Monster. So with Beautiful Monster, Stacey is once again just solidifying why they are gonna be a top tier group of the fourth gen. I mean, just it's not upbeat like their prior releases, you know, like Run to You. This one has more of a softer aesthetic, you know, and more acoustically, you know, sounding. It can be I guess like a ballad in a deal. Nothing flashy, you know, just very, very relaxing and calming, in my opinion, you know. Just a very wonderful undertone of, you know, just vocal theme. Compared to like Run To You, which, you know, was a little bit noisy with the, you know, with the instruments and the synth sounds that were coming in, you know, just all that, you know, very high beat and everything. But this one, it just is very soft, but it's still, it's a warming feeling, honestly. So, you know, it starts off guitar, you know, beautiful guitar riff. Jay, you know, just Jay showcasing that she can sing, right? You know, doesn't always have to rap. And that's what I liked about, you know, there's no rap verse in this song. You know, just like I said, with Jay, there's her being able to showcase that she actually has vocals, that she is able to sing, you know, just having for her to, you know, of course, to start off with her very deep voice, you know, just it brings a nostalgia to it. You know, just blew me away. It kind of picks up in because initially it's Jay and then I believe it's Seon, and then it kind of picks up when Suman jumps in on her part of the first verse. You know, it picks up a little bit, but then once it gets to the pre-chorus, it just dies back down. You know, and just very soft, and then it picks up just enough into the chorus. You know, it has a little bit of horns in there. You hear the horns in the background when you're just kicking off. Yeah, a beautiful monster. You know, you just had the horns, boom, 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 boom. And it just, wonderful. This is all inspiring to me to be able to, you know, have a song like that, you know. Like I said, this is a group that's going to have so much versatility in the future. And I'm really looking forward to what Stacey brings out, you know. Like I said, given the proper guidance and everything, they are going to be such a force going forward. You know, just beautiful, you know. Can we talk about Yoon's red hair for a moment? Yoon already is breathtaking as it is, but just her to have that long red hair, and, oh, man, like, she is such a goddess. I mean, all these girls are. I absolutely love Isa. You know, she completely takes my breath away. but just the nostalgia of the video, just, you know, very, very, that's a positive outlook, I guess, the way I saw it, you know, just very upbeat and very vibrant. And they had to get very aesthetically pleasing, you know, of all kinds of eccentric CGI or like props or anything like that. It just, you know, it just looked like the girls having a good time with what they were given, and that's exactly what you want to see, you know. For the most part, you want the, you know, this video to just make you feel warm, and that's how I feel after seeing Beautiful Monster. This is a 5 out of 5 for sure. You know, like I said, it's just the album I'm gonna give a 4.7 out of 5 for the whole album. But yeah, just once again, Stacey is just killing it. So, you know, I can't wait to see what more they come out with in the future. I'm really excited. I'm a pro Swift, so you know, let's get it on. So now we're gonna have the coup de grace of our episode with Purple Kiss. You know, they came out with their little mini album called Geeky Land. This is their fourth album. Ponzona, Zombie, Mimi, and then Geeky Land. All right. So, of course, with them, they have like the intros as well. It builds up a little nostalgia to their personas. And our intro is Bye Bye Bully. This one is shared between Swan and Gohan, pretty much. I don't really know how to explain it, you know, like, it sounds very seductive, like, how they sing this part about it, you know. This has a, you know, has that kind of nostalgia of just, like, getting you warmed up. I don't really know how to fully explain it. You have to listen to it, honestly. Of course, our title track was Nerdy, which we'll review at the last. I'll give my full insight about that. The first B-side, and probably, I think this is going to be my favorite B-side track from Purple Kiss, is Fire Flower. This song just, it completely blows me away. It has such like a Latin vibe to it. It seems like it's Latin inspired. You know, there's like, because it has that vibe to it. It's like from the instrumental and just the direction of the song, you know. Chain starts it off, you know, and just like just the, from the vocalizing and everything, it just sounds so good, you know. And like the chorus, you know, just it hits a little hard, but it still carries on that Latin persona of it, you know, just you know. And just la 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 la, you know, like at the end, la 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 la, like just the vocalizing from these girls, and it just it just really showcases, this song I highly recommend, you know, for people to listen to. It has like a club vibe, honestly, you know, where it could be played out in a club. So I highly recommend, you know, Fire Flower. Then we had Can't Stop Dreaming. Initially, it has like an ambience in the background, like ambience sample. It's almost like a dream, like, you know, kind of sound, like how it starts off with. You know, of course the vocals are spot on with this. Not necessarily like a full ballad, but it's a softer song. And then just like, but in the chorus though, it kind of gets a little bit harder with the synths and everything, but just the song itself kind of is a little bit mellow, you know. And then you have right before the chorus, is it has this little bit of a softness, it kind of, you know, where it just gets a little bit nice, you know, with low and everything, and then just kicks right into the chorus, you know, just, you know, it punches, you know. You know, is pre-chorus fears a dream spot. Yeah, I already put that. I made notes for these B-sides and all, but yeah, just this is another one, very very modest and very you know, a great listen, honestly. Next up, we have Love Is Dead. You know, this one, the intro of it, like, the song itself carries on, like, this weird synth sound, like, not necessarily like a horror, like, kind of like a horror movie style, you know, like, track deal, but it has a familiar tone to it. I can't really put it in, but it's a synth bass, and then like once they start singing and everything, they're very sultry, and it's just, you know, it sounds, yeah, kind of like seductive, how, you know, just like they're vocalizing in it, you know. And this song is just it's good, you know. Like, it's very well, and like the chorus, you know, chorus kind of hits in too, you know, just love is there, and you know, I keep saying, you know, but this is a very good song. It's another very good song, like I said, just throughout the whole thing throughout, you know, it draws you in, honestly. You're gonna be drawn in, you know, if not by the vocals, just by, like I said, the background noise of it, so you're gonna hear that, and you're just gonna. It's gonna like kind of perk your hairs up on your, you know, on your neck and your arms, but you're gonna absolutely fall for this song. And then lastly, we have Summer Rain. This one for sure is a ballad. It's a very slow song, you know, very soft. You know, the intro is also a guitar, the acoustic guitar, just kind of, you know, calming it down and everything. Once you, after all these other upbeat songs, you know, this final song just, you know, kind of gets your heart rate slower and just, you know, kind of brings you back to a little bit of reality. Very wonderful piece, you know. And there is like an electric voiceover in there. I forgot what the dude says, but he's like, you know, that kind of how they usually have some, you know, in some of these songs that they have like that, some voiceover, you know. But then when they start getting into more like the song and everything, like I said, the acoustic guitar is paired up with like a underlying bass instrumental that you hear in the back, you know. But it still, it doesn't get like full on heavy, but you know, it's still enough where you can notice it. Excuse me, where you notice the sound of it. But yeah, this is a beautiful common piece, honestly, in my opinion. You know, very lovely song to end it all, you know, at least this album and everything till we go on. But now I'm gonna, like I said, react to their title track, Nerdy. So here's my review. So with Nerdy, same deal. Purple Kiss is gonna be a complete force to reckon with in the fourth gen, I promise you. Oh man, this song, it just it carries on with their like nostalgia, like the horror theme, but also it kind of handles like with their cuteness, you know, just being adorable. Like the video is just, oh man, it's stellar. Just I love the aesthetics of it, you know. Just dealing with, you know, being in a broadcast station and just, you know, like every scene they have like little character shorts that they usually put before like teasers as well, like little films, kind of like how Aespa does with their Quanga or whatever, you know, those story universes. They kind of do the same, where right now they're playing off as witches. And throughout the music video, you know, they're being mischievous and, you know, just causing chaos to these people in this broadcasting. And it's just, it's so adorable, man. I love it. But just this, then the song, you know, yeah, just, you know, it's not like me, you know, me, where it was, you know, very, like I said, was a trap song, very heavily, you know, EDM based, and you know, just a lot of chaos and noise, and just, you know, a lot of power instrumentals to it. You know, this one is a little bit more tamer, but it still puts out, you know, a very hard punch, you know, to show that it's a wonderful take, you know, on the music, you know, in the, you know, and part of it, like hitting into the kind of like the dance break, you know, it kind of has like a little, not, I want to say like a little salsa feel, you know, because it kind of has that, that nostalgia to it. I'm not, like with salsa, I'm not too sure, like, that particular instrument, but it, you know, I don't know if you wanted like salsa music, it has that vibe to it. But primarily with this one, yeah, there is sense to it, of course, with the instrumental. You know, but it stays true to its course. You know, it doesn't get very polluted. You know, and you know, it starts off, you know, very, very mellow, very, you know, it's still drawing, but it's not, you know, overbearing. You know, has a go on my shirt, big sigh. You know, like it's very catchy on in my, you know. Truthfully, it is an extremely catchy song. You know, and then the chorus, you know, I'm nerdy, but I'm not stupid. Mom, you know, I love myself, you know. I mean, like, just with that instrumental background of it, and, like, you know, it's like a shot of confidence. It feels like, you know, like, kind of basically what they're saying, you know, like, yeah, like, so what if you're a nerd? You know, you should be focusing on yourself, and you should be, you know, have that confidence of your own, is what it seems to be putting out. You know, I absolutely love that part of them. You know, and then they have a little dance break, you know, that kind of just switches it up just for a momentary, you know, click, you know, like where it gets like more, you know, like here heavily, you know, bass involved, you know. And then with Yuki's rap, I love that. Yeah, it does. It has a little beat drop, and then it just kind of like I said, it's kind of a little power kick, you know, because Swan kicks it off and like, who are you? And that little auto-tune voice, you know, and then just Yuki, the reply back, I'm the queen of the nerds. Like, I'm seeing that kind of like the next Dami, you know, from Dreamcatcher, where, you know, she was like, I'm a geek, the big paradox, you know, from, what was it, Boca? And, you know, like, I feel like this is going to be, like, the new one. I'm the queen of the nerds, you know, that's like, going to be the new catchphrase for a lot of people. But, yeah, this song just, you know, once again, just showcases, too, a lot of their strengths and everything. I'm saying it's already a 6 out of 5. Same deal, 6, you know, just, they continue to amaze me. When, you know, the album, I'm going to give it 4.8 out of 5 for the album. You know, definitely listen to, you know, honestly, I highly recommend it. I know a lot of people aren't really about their nostalgia, and, you know, they're very undermined group, but honestly, like I said, once I found out about Purple Kiss, I have been on board this train, you know, and I don't plan on getting it off. And I would highly recommend anybody who does, you know, want to hear a different kind of twang to K-pop, you know, to check them out. You know, yeah, they kind of had the same nostalgia music, you know, that a lot of groups have, but at the same token, they have their own personality to it, where it actually, you know, brings a little bit more flavor, honestly. So, you know, I'm proud of my girls. But, yeah, so that will pretty much conclude this episode. You know, thank you guys so much. I hope you enjoyed this. And like I said, I do plan on trying to be a little bit more active going forward. You know, I am sorry about that. Like I said, well, especially now that we got Twice coming back. And of course, Blackpink's coming out with a full album, so I'll probably be doing a review on that too as well, for the next episode. You know, but just gotta keep it up. So just thank you guys so much for your love and support. You know, stay safe out there. But before you go, the moon is beautiful, isn't it? Talk to you guys next time.